This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a study on the topic of prayer. We collected the information we found on prayer in the book of Nehemiah, and then correlated it into an outline. Point one was that we should pray before starting a work for God. Nehemiah prayed about what he knew the conditions were in Jerusalem. Over time, he gathered more information, and that burdened him to pray more fervently. As he prayed, urgency grew in his heart. When God opened the door for his prayer to be answered, he prayed immediately before he took the first step. Point two, he prayed while doing the work. He prayed for strength, for encouragement, and for God to take care of the opposition. As he prayed, he worked. As he worked, he prayed. And God enabled him and his people to succeed. Point three, when the project was done, further prayer was needed. Sometimes we get so involved in a work for God that we neglect our inner lives. The people sensed their need and asked for help. Ezra and Nehemiah read to them God's word, and this led to worship, confession, and commitment, all expressed in prayer. This is the only way to do God's work. Spend much time in prayer before you start, during the work, and then renew your commitment in prayer after the work is done. Close communion with God is essential for power, perseverance, and permanence in what you do for God. Never forget prayer. I trust this study has been an encouragement to you. Why not commit yourself to prayer, even as Nehemiah did? If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.